It's been a long, cold, lonely winter, little darling. But the I'm in love with that song podcast is back with another episode here on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I am Brad Page, your musical tour guide, as we take a different song each episode and explore it together. No musical knowledge or experience is required here. You don't have to be a musician. A love for music is all you need. On previous episodes of this show, we've talked about Paul McCartney and John Lennon and the Beatles as a whole. So it's about time we visit George Harrison. Let's listen to Beware of Darkness.
It can hit you. It can hurt you.
George Harrison was a Beatle. So I don't suppose most people listening to this podcast need much of an introduction to one of the most famous people in the world. George was born in February 1943 and was a teenager when he joined the Beatles as their lead guitarist. He was the youngest member of the band. He was also the member who seemed the least interested in the fame, the one most uncomfortable with being a rock star. His interest in Eastern spirituality started in the mid-60s, and unlike a lot of other people, he didn't just dabble in it. He remained committed to those beliefs until his death in 2001. George released his first post-Beatles solo album in November 1970, a sprawling triple album set called All Things Must Pass that spanned four album sides plus a third album of jam sessions, 23 songs in all. Beware of Darkness opens side three and is considered by many to be the best song on the album, one of the best songs George ever wrote. And that's saying something. George was writing songs all through the 60s, but it was hard to get his songs onto the Beatles records. So by the time the Beatles split up, George had amassed a stockpile of great material, and it all came gushing out on his first real solo album, All Things Must Pass. It was like turning on a fire hose. On May 26, 1970, George sat down with legendary and infamous producer Phil Spector to run through the songs he wanted to record for the album. Here's that recording where you can hear George playing Beware of Darkness for the first time for Phil Spector. This is a brand new song. At the beginning, George says he just wrote it the other day and hasn't finished the lyrics yet.
This one is the last one I wrote the other day, and it's a few words needed yet. Beware of darkness. Watch out now. Take a beware of falling swingers. Falling all around you. The pain that often lingers in your fingertips. Beware of darkness. Watch out now. Take care. Beware the thorn.
Proper recording for the album began shortly after, continuing through the summer of 1970. Now, George had met Delaney and Bonnie, a husband and wife duo who played a bluesy mix of rock and soul when they toured England in 1969. They caught the ear of Eric Clapton and others. Eric ended up joining the band, and eventually, George started sitting in on their gigs too. They released an album from this tour called Delaney and Bonnie and Friends on Tour with Eric Clapton. It's a pretty good record. So, when George went into Abbey Road Studios to begin work on All Things Must Pass, he brought with him most of the members of Delaney and Bonnie's band. Carl Radle on bass, Jim Gordon on drums, Bobby Whitlock on keyboards, Bobby Keys and Jim Price on horns, they all came from Delaney and Bonnie's band. Eric Clapton joined in too, along with Gary Wright and Billy Preston on keyboards, Klaus Voormann on bass, Dave Mason on guitar, Alan White on drums, all the members of the band Badfinger play on the record, and, of course, Ringo Starr plays on it too. George really assembled an all-star band for this album. Phil Spector brought his wall-of-sound production style to the project. Many of the backing tracks were recorded live in the studio with multiple drummers, keyboard players, and guitar players all playing at once. Can you imagine the talent and the egos all in that room at once? With so many players participating on this album, it's difficult to know who played what on which tracks. But I believe the song begins with Eric Clapton's electric rhythm guitar in the right channel and George's lead guitar fills on the left.
Watch out now, take a
After a quick build-up, the band pulls back, and George's vocal is delicate, almost breathy. I love the way he sings, "Watch out now."
Watch out now, take a new word for its swinging. Dropping all around you. The pain that often mingles in infinity. Beware of darkness.
From his softer vocal at the beginning, notice how he pushes his vocals towards the end. Listen to the grit he puts into his voice when he sings "In Your Fingertips" and then back to a whisper for the final phrase.
The pain that often mingles in your fingertips. Beware of darkness.
As we mentioned, Phil Spector uses a lot of instrumentation to build up his tracks. Buried amongst all the instruments is, I think, a xylophone, which you can barely hear for most of the track, but there's one note that really pops out before the second verse.
Watch out now, take a new word.
I want to focus on the vocals for a minute. Here's an alternate take of the track. We'll use this one here just because you can hear his voice more clearly.
Watch out now, take a beware, thoughts that linger. Winding up inside your head. The hopelessness around you in the dead of night. Oh, oh. Beware of sadness.
Such an emotional vocal performance. You can tell he really believes in what he's singing. Let's listen to the final version.
Watch out now. Take a new word.
I like the way George's and Eric's guitar parts complement each other there. It's kind of buried in the mix. Here's a closer look. Let's go back to the finished version and notice how he adds a harmony vocal to the second line.
Watch out now, take a new word.
There's a nice harmony vocal here, too.
Beware of
sadness. Next comes the bridge. George is harmonizing with himself here throughout the vocal part, which just adds to the intensity of this section.
It can hit you. It can hurt.
Let's check out George's guitar during the bridge. He's using a Leslie rotating speaker on his guitar to get that wavering, swirly sound. It's an effect he used quite a bit during the Let It Be sessions, which were just the previous year. Another thing buried in the background is a whole orchestral string section. Let's hear what they're playing during the bridge. Some nice guitar work in the right channel.
Dancing down the sidewalks as each unconscious sufferer wanders aimlessly. Beware of Maya.
Watch out now. Take care. Beware of soft shoe shufflers dancing down the sidewalks as each unconscious sufferer wanders aimlessly. Beware of Maya. Maya in the Vedic tradition means illusion, that which is not. Now, on the demo version that we played at the beginning, George said he hadn't finished the lyrics yet. At that time, this verse was incomplete. Instead of the line about unconscious sufferers wandering aimlessly, he sang about the soft shoe shufflers pushing you in puddles in the dead of night. Let's go back to that demo for this verse.
Watch out now, take care, beware of soft shoe shufflers. Dancing down the sidewalk.
Beware of ABCO. ABCO was Alan Klein's company. John, George, and Ringo had just signed Klein as their manager, as well as a publishing contract with ABCO. Though George sang this line as a joke at the time, things would later go very bad with ABCO. George would end up being sued by ABCO, so beware of ABCO indeed. That line does show George's sense of humor, though. In 1971, George would organize the Concert for Bangladesh. It was the very first massive benefit concert. Before there was Live Aid, before there was Farm Aid, there was the Concert for Bangladesh, the original. And it was all because of George. George performed at the Concert for Bangladesh with an all-star band, many of the same players from this album, including Ringo, Eric Clapton, and Billy Preston. Leon Russell also played in the band, and Leon had recorded his own version of Beware of Darkness on his recent album. So when George played Beware of Darkness during the concert, he turned the microphone over to Leon Russell for this verse, And it's probably my favorite moment during the whole show.
What down now? Take care of the world. Thought you shall
Next up is the guitar solo, played over the same chord changes as the bridge. On all of the demos and alternate takes, this is how George played the solo. But on the final version, he plays the solo on slide guitar. While George was hanging out with Delaney and Bonnie, Delaney showed him some slide guitar licks, and George really took to it. He ran with it. The most identifiable thing about George Harrison's guitar sound and style is his slide guitar playing. He carved out a sound all his own, a very distinctive sound. And what's really interesting is that George's signature sound, that slide guitar, didn't come to him until after the Beatles. This is the album where his slide playing really begins. He never played slide guitar on any of the Beatles records. So let's listen to the guitar solo on the final version. It's a prime example of his technique and his approach to melody. Then the final verse. Let's listen to the string section during this last verse. Here are the lyrics to this final verse. Watch out now, take care, beware of greedy leaders. They take you where you should not go. While weeping Atlas cedars, they just want to grow and grow. One of George's other passions in life was gardening. In later years, he was more content to spend time in his garden than on stage or in the studio. He said he planted over 10,000 trees. And his autobiography was dedicated to gardeners everywhere. So I'm sure that line about weeping Atlas cedars had some personal meaning to him. As far as that line about greedy leaders taking us where we shouldn't go, well, I guess some things never change.
Watch out now, take care of the world.
Notice there's a harmony vocal through this whole verse.
While weeping at the cedar, they grow, grow and grow. We were loved on
mostly chorus at the end. George Harrison, Beware of Darkness. In the middle of making the record, July 1970, George had to stop recording for a while to spend time with his mother as she died from cancer. She was 59. I'm sure that awful experience added weight to the solemn songs on All Things Must Pass. It was cancer, too, that would take George's life. He was 58. Many of George's songs dealt with the impermanence of life and the inevitability of death. But he could be lighthearted, too. Just listen to Crackerbox Palace or the Traveling Wilburys stuff. I've found comfort in all of his albums, and there's a wealth of great songs waiting for you in George Harrison's catalog. Do some exploring of your own. Thanks for joining me again on the I'm in Love with That Song podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network, the network for music podcasts. Come find me on Facebook or on our website, lovethatsongpodcast.com, where you'll find a whole bunch of episodes right behind this one. That should keep you busy for a while. And if you enjoy the show, please subscribe to it so you'll never miss an episode. I'll be back again in about 2 weeks. For now, I'll leave you with George Harrison and Beware of Darkness.
Watch out now, take a
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Jabbers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.